This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. A recent Stanford University study questions whether organic fruits and vegetables are more nutritious than conventional produce. The results provoked a pretty strong reaction when they were reported. I'm talking this morning with Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Now, Chris, this study questions some longstanding beliefs promoted by the organic sector. What's been the reaction from supporters of the Boulder Valley's natural foods and organic industry?
I'd say they're reacting with a mixture of disbelief, questioning, and shrugs, Erin. On the one hand, they don't believe the findings that organics are no more nutritional than conventional produce. They cite a 2011 study done in the United Kingdom that found that organic apples, strawberries, grapes, tomatoes, milk, carrots, and grains have 10% to 30% more nutrients. They also feel that the premise of the study is wrong and that there are far more advantages to organic produce than just the nutritional value.
So what advantages are they citing besides nutrition? I would think that would be one of the main selling points.
They do believe that organics are more nutritious, and that is a major selling point. But one other point that organic boosters make is that the study did not take into account the social benefits of organic food and farming. They argue that conventional agriculture has environmental costs because of pesticides and herbicides in the water, air, and rain. And the Stanford study did find that organics have less residue from pesticides and herbicides.
Right. Well, Chris, we know a lot of natural and organic companies in the Boulder Valley, Celestial Seasonings, for one, Aurora Organic Dairy, and White Wave come quickly to mind. How big an industry is this in the Boulder Valley and nationally?
It's big and getting bigger, Erin. Boulder is one of the centers for the natural and organic sector nationwide, with several hundred companies generating an estimated statewide economic impact of $2.5 billion annually. That's according to a study for a local industry membership group, Naturally Boulder, that was conducted by the Business Research Division of the University of Colorado Lead School of Business. Nationwide, sale of organic fruits and vegetables reached $12.4 billion last year, or 12% of all fruit and vegetable sales. That's up from $10.6 billion in 2010. All told, with other types of organics included, the industry amounted to $28.6 billion in sales in 2010.
That is a lot of produce.
It is.
Do supporters of the organic industry believe this study will cause them any longstanding damage?
They really don't, Erin. You mentioned Aurora Organic Dairy. That is, of course, a Boulder-based company with major dairy operations near Platteville in Weld County. A spokesman there told us that educated consumers choose organics in part because they want to avoid chemicals and known carcinogens. So this study likely will change nothing. That's the shrugging off that I mentioned earlier. Mm. On the other hand, questions about organics will persist. Aurora Organic Dairy this week agreed to pay $7.5 million in a class action lawsuit over how the company produces organic milk. The company admitted no wrongdoing and its milk was certified as organic, but said its payment of the settlement was a financial decision. I should also point out that the Organic Center, which is a trade group founded in Boulder to promote the science of organics, recently merged with the Organic Trade Association and moved to Washington, D.C. That's in part to get closer to lawmakers, regulators, and other policymakers.
Right. Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.